humbly beseech thee to vouchsafe thy blessings on this council, direct and prosper our deliberations to the glory and welfare of the people of the Shire and throughout Australia. Amen. I'd like to acknowledge that this meeting is taking place on Wiradjuri land and pay my respects to elders past, present and emerging. And just to remind councillors that of their ethical obligations to declare any potential conflict of interest, and also that the council meeting is webcast and will be placed on the council's website later on. Apologies.
We have an apology from Councillor Sharp and also Councillor Matthews. Oliver Babson, and request from Councillor Driscoll to be able to participate by audio visual link.
Thank you, Mr. General Manager. Could I have someone move that? Thank you, Councillor Rockcliffe, Councillor Walker. All those in favour, say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carry. Request for leave of absence or attendance? Councillor Driscoll. Councillor Rockcliffe, you already put yours in, haven't you?
I have been.
Any chance of extending it?
No, I have not been able to get an extension into me.
Okay, all right. So we have a request for leave of absence to Councillor Driscoll. Somebody like to move that? Thank you, Councillor Day. Councillor Marsden, all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Confirmation of minutes of the ordinary meeting of the 17th of July. Someone like to move? Councillor Rockcliffe, Councillor Hunter. Any questions? Any business arising there? If not, I'll put that. All those in favour say aye. Against, carried. Declarations of pecuniary and non-pecuniary interests. We have one from the Director of Corporate Services, one from the General Manager. That's in relation to the spirit of the land. Any others? Okay, duly noted. At this time, as the General Manager forecast, we again have an update from the Tourism and Economic Development Officer, young Matt. So would someone like to move suspension of standing orders? And Councillor Marsden, seconded. Councillor Hunter, all those in favour say aye. Before we go, I'd also like to acknowledge the members of our gallery, especially our former Mayor, Councillor Sherman. Welcome. Okay. Matt, over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and good evening to you and councillors. So this is another 6 months passed, so this is just a small update on tourism and economic development matters in the last 6 months, and have continued as much speed as probably the last the 6 months before that, with many inquiries in various forms. But at the moment, there's quite a lot of interest in our industrial blocks, as well as the housing blocks right across the Shire. However, in the last couple of weeks, it's good to note that here in across the Shire, there's been some housing and some land that's come online on the platforms online. Visitor numbers continue to rise to be healthy at this stage. However, the cost of living is starting to have an impact, and that's feedback coming directly from business across the Shire and also my counterparts in the region as well. Roads in other shires, not particular ours, Mr. Mayor, is also trying to have an impact on where people are deciding to probably their next step. Events, again, we're gearing up for a very positive spring, so that'll give a boost to the local business as well. Moving on from the committee, we continue to meet when we can every 8 weeks. The members of the committee came to be very active in looking to get involved in projects. They were just trying to, probably in the next couple of meetings, put some parameters around that and put that in our terms of reference. And the main thing there is it's got to be, always got to come back to the committee and then to council here for a resolution. So we've actually got over 40 projects on the list of the committee. They're slowly getting chipped away. And hopefully the majority of those might be finished by the end of the year. We've sent an invitation to businesses who participated in this year's business awards to just come and see what happens if they've got an interest in tourism and economic development activities. So that invitation went out for the September meeting, and we're going to put that out to the community wide as well. I'm hoping to get some new members probably for the November meeting. Highlight for the 6 months. So the Business Excellence Awards, as you well know, were very successful, and it was welcome back to the events calendar for the Shire. We've started the Brookmont Creek Master Plan, and I'll speak a bit about these in a little bit more detail a little bit later. Lockhart Industrial Park developments. We've got a strategic plan that we've entered in with Telstra going out to 2028. Ongoing relationships and opportunities with Secure Energy and the Transgrid Camp. We have started talks with our sister city relationship over in Texas. And as you can see on the screen, our small two-story mural has been complete. EV charging points installed, thanks to Austin. Going well, we had a Tesla from ACT parked in 109 Green Street last week. That was good to see. We're working with National Parks to return a scar tree to the Rock Nature Reserve that was in our depot, I believe, for about 5 years under protection. And we've been working with the Indigenous group and the National Parks to get that returned. We've also participated in the regional agritourism strategy sessions, and I was invited to participate in what was the council's airport and Riverside Stage 3 business cases that they're putting together. Council, we've also launched our Grant Guru platform, which is a search engine for all grants, open business, non-profits and community, and we'll be rolling out workshops later this year. To learn about that. And internally, we've just signed up to a relationship management software database to manage our business and conversations we have for businesses across the Shire. So that's a basic summary. And just to give you an idea of what's happening on the website front, our new website from a visit tourism perspective is performing quite well. So just shy of 4,000 users. And our followers on Instagram and Facebook are also reaching new heights as well. Murrumbidgee Trail. So at our last committee meeting and the council meeting, we've all resolved to continue this marketing campaign for another 2 years. The visitor guide is still going strong. We've started our conversations about doing a new one with businesses having the opportunity to advertise in those guides. And those followers and website keeps increasing as well. So it's an exciting time to hopefully do release the new guide in 24. Lockhart Industrial Park. So the image up there at the moment is on Friday. So that's the new iron smelter that's underway. That will be functioning in the next 4 weeks. I spoke to the gentleman today. We'll work with him to do a bit of a media release and possibly official opening. Mr. Mayor, he would like council involvement in that. I mentioned to him today, that was good. Next to that block, we've got an approved industrial storage facility to get built. We've got one interest in already in one of those workshops from out-of-town business, so trying to get that built, pushing them to build that as quickly as possible. That has the potential to bring three families as well. And the DA actually has been submitted, I think Jesse was from the fencing and spraying business as well. I think, not quite getting there, told me he did. So, and then also exciting is the DA has been submitted for the stage three. So, all up, we've got two blocks left in the stage two. Conversations are we've got a couple of interest parties from them as well. So, a lot happening in that space. Connectivity conversations and meetings continue to happen with Telstra and NBN. We keep the pressure on those to keep upgrading the services and just what's coming up with new technology. We are one of the first, or the first, local government area to develop a plan that I've given all councillors a copy in Australia to build first local government area in Australia to join Telstra with this. And that'll just highlight a few areas that we want to go with Telstra, with CCTV, connectivity basically in all our shires and, sorry, in our towns. And one of those outcomes was to get their consultation event coming to our towns and villages. The first one here is in Lockhart in October, and they'll be covering off, you know, the closure of the 3G network, help for India. The ag tech industry as well, so they're ranging. They'll be out here, front of here, most of the day, one of the days in October. We've got a meeting with NBN Co set down for this Thursday, so they're coming out here, and that's generally just to give an idea of where the 5G towers are up to, and also other activities that we can partner with NBN on. So there's a lot going on in that space as well. Bird's eye view of the camp, a little out the road, secure energy project. There's a few more accommodation hubs that have already gone in. It is behind schedule for the workers coming in, however, they're motoring on. We've supported a business and employment forum held in March here where we had 75 people attend. I know Councillor Day, you were there. It was a good night. And then we've also had their community information session held out the front here in the council chambers in July. The work at the camp will be, as we have last week been told, will be pushed out till September, and we continue to promote the opportunities for residents and businesses through that camp. We'll be providing visitor information out on that camp as well. Not all will be returning. A lot of the workers are FIFOs, flying flyouts. Some will be staying there. If there's enough to hop on a truck or anything like that on a weekend or the day off, they'll bring them into town or other parts of the shire. So there is opportunity for a bit of visitation. Brooklyn Creek Master Plan. So we've just finished our initial consultation. We've received 115 community surveys, and that was purely done online with the opportunity for paper surveys as well. We've had quite a few face-to-face meetings. We did two walkthroughs with Indigenous groups down at the creek. We've had a meeting with Crown Land here locally. They've come out. We've had a face-to-face meeting with Lockhart Progress, the Lions Club, Red Cross, Lockhart Central Schools, years 3 to 12, and their teachers. And we've also done St Joseph's School, years 3 to 6, and their teachers. We did a letter drop around the week before community-wide consultation started to all the landowners that had joined or backed on to the scoped area, which some had contacted me and just wanted to clarify a few things, which is great. So as I said, everyone got it channeled into an online survey, and 99.9% of them were all positive and it's just going forward at the moment. The last conversation I've had with the consultants that will have an initial draft survey in the next couple of weeks, which is a bit exciting. And I've had small consultations with the management of the branch line, the railway branch line last week, EGL Regional Link, just about starting that conversation of possibly putting a
works on the railway corridor, whether it be a walkway, and what the process is. That process will be long and extensive, so it's good to just make them aware of that if we decide to go down that track. And all the survey and promotional stuff was done through the council's website, newsletter and Facebook page. 23-24, that's an extensive list, and I get a bit pinch myself moment, but there's a lot that's happening already. So the Walk of Fame will be installed. We've just got a little bit of work on information on those that have been successful, including contacting the ones that nominated those successful ones. You'll just see we've got a bit of fixing up of the current inductees of the Walk of Fame. It's been recently vandalised, so we've just got three or four that we've got to redo. So we're just looking into that at the moment. Rookham Creek, I mentioned, Murrumbidgee Trails, I mentioned. The committee for the next two meetings will be discussing and brainstorming relocation investment promotions. Since we've made the decision to hop out of country change. So that's got a whole bit of brainstorming work to go. The Shirewide Visitor Information Board, once again, is going to come up at the committee this month, sorry, in September as well. 97 and 109 Green Street activation, the plans are in draft and nearly presented and taken to the committee to workshop that as well. We're going to have an early conversation with Councillor Driscoll next week about the government dam master plan down at the Rock. Just initial conversations at this stage, just so we're on the same page, and then we might just see where we end up with that. The committee also needs to consider the next couple of months the Tim Fisher Way, that is part of an overall possible drive called the Water Tower Way. Two members of the committee are very strong in advocating for activation of the Rock Railway Station, which is gaining some traction. We've got a number of other activities, so our guides, our activities, now that we're back in Visbridge Arena, and then also Inland Rail starting to heat up down now that the contract has been engaged. And I've worked in their residential subdivisions and Stage 3 industrial subdivision. I know they're projects of Austin and the engineering department, however, they do have an economic development component and that will be coming in online once they're activated. The residential subdivision at the moment, we do have already 12 people, including a building company, looking at purchasing a block, whether they do or not is that, and then the industrial subdivision, the light industrial parks are in short supply, so that will be also quite interesting once we get going. So that's it. So if any questions, I'm happy to take. If I can answer.
What's the Rock Railway Station activation? What's that?
Currently the Rock Railway Station has been for a while. It's been vacant. And a couple of the committee members down there would like to see it activated, like what's happened over in Coolerman. And other areas around the Riverina. So there's a possible lease there or getting whether it's a business like a cafe or a retail or even just an office space as well. So yeah,
they board to place in the caravan park,
yep,
of what is exactly around in our shop.
Yep.
Where to go, what to go. And we flapping in the woods. That would be a year ago, I reckon, that would have done.
So there's been a magnetic board put up in the kitchen area down at the caravan park that we've purchased, and we've given information to the managers, new managers there. As for a board that we might currently have, like what's in Uranic Street or the Avenue of the Rock or any of the new ones, it's a potential site to have something more. We've got to put a map of the caravan park and entries of condition of entry yet done, so there's potential we can do more. But at the moment, there is a new community board, quite large. Got visitor information on it.
Inside the kitchen.
Inside that barbecue kitchen area, down on the north side.
And there was one in Urana Street, you said?
There is an visitor information board in Urana Street opposite the server.
Which, you know, gives an indication of what's in the actual shire. Like, we've got, you know, all the water towers, we've got, we've got the new observatories, we've got just all this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, the Rock Hill, the Glore Hill, the...
Yep. All. So there's a current sign there that would have been in place that my predecessor did. I think it was back, might have been around the Woods Tower time, the Lockhart Woods Tower. It's just before I started, so it's pre-2020.
Mm-hmm.
So they are due for an update.
Lockhart never got one. I've seen that sign that the Rock has.
There is one opposite the Survey and Grand Street.
The month.
It's been up for years.
Well, I went and had a look around. I couldn't find them. I must be thinking of a different sign.
Yeah, it's behind the toilet. It's near the toilet.
Hidden away in the bushes there.
No, it's facing the street.
Councillor Hunter.
I'll better take you down.
I'm just being entertained. I would just kind of ask about if you looked at QR codes for information and said that, you know, put on the phone and then can link to the whole shire, not just Lockhart, whole shire, everything. And that information is up to date and kept up to date now.
Yeah, absolutely. So anything that we do, putting in whether on print or signs, we'll have a QR code. In the point where we can actually put little QR code stickers to old signs, and that QR code will directly go to the visit Lockhart Shire website or any website where it is up to date 24/7, can be changing, you know. So the listings on the Lockhart Shire website, you change it, it gets changed in 24 hours. So my preference is anything that we do is everything goes directly to that. And it'll be more general from signage that doesn't go out of date, or printed guides that don't go out of date as well.
Councillor Dade?
Great work, Matt. I know how hard you work on the committee. Absolutely. Just one, I don't know whether I'm supposed to mention this now, but I'd just like to ask you the question. Does Council compile a welcome pack for new residents to provide handy reference guide to our shire and council services? This will help settle in and learn more about our wonderful shire and the services available from Council and within the community.
Thanks, Councillor Day. Director of Finance approached me today and we've actually got a pack here for you tonight. So it is a visitor pack that we've made up in the past. It's just made up of visitor guides that we've got and maps. There is a new resident guide that is currently being updated. It's a bit out of date. So it is not currently available online. But we've marked that. But we can add that into a pack anytime, anything like that. So yeah, and that's probably something that we need, that I'd like the committee to consider in when we're talking about that relocation investment package in next month's meeting.
Okay, just one, you mentioned earlier that more land, apart from Pritchard Place, has some other residential land become available?
Just the odd blocks here and there, so yeah, a couple down in Pritchard Place every now and then swap. There's one up in next door to one of our council houses in Hebden Street. Drummond Street. Down there, and there's been a block of land come up in Carson Road.
Good. Other questions? Thanks, Matt, for that comprehensive update. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work. Somebody like to move us back into better? Thanks. Councillor Day, Councillor Martin, all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Urgent matters, we have none. Notice of motion. Report on mayoral and council activity. My apologies. And I have to make an amendment. I did leave Councillor Walker off the attendance at Tootle, and my apologies there. It was a great great event, that. Okay, any other councillors wanted to add to the activities?
I've been very busy this month, Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
Third to the 4th of August, I went with the General Manager to Sydney for the Country Mayors Association. Represented the Mayor there, who was busy as well. 8th of August, did the Tootle commemorative park. That was great. 17th of August, I represented the Mayor at the Riverina Volunteers Award, which was very good.
Appreciate that.
Nice.
The General Manager and I were at the Bush Summit, so we couldn't go. Councillor Day.
The citizenship ceremony with the Mayor and General Manager, so on the 20th of July, the Lockhart Central School Education Week on the 3rd of August, and copy with the Councillor on the 10th of August.
Thank you. Further? If not, I'll put that all...
I've been on holiday since last meeting.
Okay.
I've been in Far North Queensland representing Lockhart Shire.
Good idea. I'll put that then. Somebody like to move that they be received. Thank you, Councillor Rockcliffe. Seconded Councillor Walker. All those in favour, say aye. Aye. Carried. Right. Urgent matters, nil. Notice of motion, nil. Committee reports, nil. Delegates' reports. A very comprehensive report of yours, Councillor Marsden, on your trip to Sydney.
New York,
booked
for a lot of those.
Yeah. We have the...
Your lovely report. The biodiversity offset scheme. Yeah. Well, it says here some councils have expressed concern the scheme can be constrained from development. Can you expand on that?
Not really.
Okay.
But I'm sure the General Manager will be able to assist there.
For you, Mr. Mayor, yes, Councillor Hunter, other councils have expressed concern over a long period of time. It's not something that, in my time at Lockhart, has ever directly impacted on us, and probably not that likely to. I think in other areas where councils have expressed a concern, they're probably coming from an angle where they want to see a particular, you know, development happen in their area. It might be quite significant in terms of generating employment and the like, but if it involves removing vegetation, for example, the developer is required to either, you know, lock up, find another equivalent area to lock up, or fund, you know, the maintenance of another equivalent area, and that can often become a real constraint. And I don't think those that are expressing concern are against environmental benefits of that. I think they just find that sometimes there's a bit of an overcorrection in terms of what the developer's required to do.
Yeah, I mean, our experience, we're diving into that a bit, and it just takes months and months and to do anything if you want to do anything.
Yeah, and that's the biggest...
It's just the slowest process ever.
Yeah.
You can see why. They want to hurry it up, and they want all these offsets, but they're being a whole system to...
It's mainly been in the northern...
I think a lot of those shires up there because of the land clearing and a few things and whatever, yeah. Okay, thank you. We have the Police and Community Consultation Group meeting. A couple of interesting things came out of that. One was a suggestion we buy the King's Own, and the other one was about an ambulance, which I think we will probably pursue that a little bit later on. And unfortunately, it was brought home a little bit on Friday night when we had someone very much in need of an ambulance, couldn't get one on Friday night, and unfortunately passed away. So that might have... that might raise that issue, that profile, that a little bit.
unfortunately, the ambulance did arrive. It came from Lockhart. It didn't come from Wagga. So, Matt, just on that, one of the things, the big issue, of course, at the Rock is there's no petrol. And it looks like our people aren't going to develop the site anymore because he's apparently back on the market. I'm wondering whether it's worthwhile chasing up our Andrew to see if he might reconsider his proposal to put some petrol back in the bouncers at the... because we have a lot of people there on 10K restricted licences. So, you know, it's a bit hard. Quiddy's 14, 15K away, so they can't drive there to get their petrol. So you might ask that question if you wouldn't mind.
Indeed, Sam. I've got been trying to track him down. I've got to give him a ward from the business ward yet, so I can have that discussion.
Thank you. All right, any further other points? I'll put that, all those, someone like to move those delegates' reports. Thanks, Councillor Walker, Councillor Rockcliffe. All those in favour, say aye. Against, carry. Status report. Going through on page 8. Page 9.
Mr. Mayor, can I just jump in there and advise councillors? There's one item from the last meeting that we've omitted from the status report. It's to do with the draft plan of management for Crown Land.
Right.
At the last meeting, it was resolved to make some amendments that the Crown Lands office had sought before they could agree to us putting it on exhibition for a second time. We've made those amendments, advised the Crown Lands office, and we're waiting for their approval to publicly exhibit it, so we haven't yet. But, we've hit another little delay with them. They've come across something in the draft plan that's been there from the beginning. It's only just come to their attention, and that's the fact that we've got a preschool on a reserve for public recreation in Lockhart, and they're just seeking a bit more information about that before we go to the next step.
Fair enough.
But we'll make sure it's back in the status report for the next
day. Okay. Did you want to comment on the local roads and community infrastructure package?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I do have an update on that as well, which came in after the business paper was finalised and distributed to councillors. So we did submit our nominated projects to the Department of Infrastructure. They've come back, and there's one on the list which they've indicated that their view doesn't meet the eligibility criteria, and that's the Lockhart Golf Club storage shed. And what they've advised is that it doesn't involve the direct use and benefit to the community, the local community. And so we've been asked to nominate a different project in its place. Obviously, short notice to do that at this meeting. This advice only came in on Friday. I did sort of push back a little bit, just indicating that, you know, the golf course is open to all users. It's not for the exclusive use of just members only, and that the course is being managed by a volunteer community-based committee on behalf of council. But they still came back and said, you know, the asset itself, the storage shed, would obviously, in their mind, only be of benefit to those holding the equipment there, not to the broader community, and it doesn't meet the criteria.
Well, that's unfortunate, but it's good news that all the other projects got the tick. So, yes, your gym's still there.
Yeah, we haven't got the approval on the others, but that's the only one.
Yeah, the only one that's come back. Okay, well, that's good news so far. Okay.
Before the barbecue,
yeah,
one shift.
Might
have
a look now.
But we're going to get a barbecue, football clubs, and all the other clubs. Anyway.
Most of the other things we funded have either been, you know, pavilions or amenities buildings, things that are obviously going to be open for benefit to the
Yeah, I mean, we do need to do it.
Could be an undercover picky gamer or something.
Yeah.
And then that would be the door can put on the sword.
Well, they knock back, really, have we? No.
Well, we'll see what comes out of the state budget in September, whether there's any funding in that. Okay, page 7, page 8. Page 9. Sorry, Councillor Day.
The notice is voting for the International Day of the People with Disability. Just following on from that. And that we're going to hopefully combine it with the Volunteer Day. And I was hoping that on that day that we could have that welcome pack, you know, for the new residents as well. So it'd be an International Day of Disabilities, Volunteer Day, and also welcome the new residents to the community as well with the welcome pack.
So will all our new residents be invited to that? You'd like them to be invited to that place. All right.
And I don't know whether through you, Mayor, the Director of Corporate Services, had any idea that, you know, granting that area.
Have you seen any heads yet? Councillor Diamond has met that criteria, but we'll keep looking as they.
Mr. Dalmar and a couple of other places to see if they're getting the area as well, but not this place.
Do you think that just takes away from the volunteers or the disability part of it by having new residents? Is it all just too many coming into it on a day, do you think?
Well, I'm hoping that the new residents might want to become volunteers. That's my view, that if we introduce them to the new organisation, they might feel like volunteering. That's probably right.
Well, you could have some pitch in their welcome packs about
welcome pack. Yeah, that's right.
You know, that's something we talked about here on Crete. Like they can't, you know, like get them involved in something, but you've got to.
Well, councillors, perhaps that needs to be just taken offline and continue a little bit further there. Okay. Disaster recovery funding arrangements. We had our meeting with Emily Street on Thursday night, which went pretty well. I think everyone was happy, bar one, Mr. General Manager. I'm not sure you'd know who that was, but that was fairly constructive. Fairly constructive meeting, and thanks to the Director of Engineering for organising that.
Is that portal open now? Yes.
Sorry.
Is the portal open now?
Yes.
If I may, Mr. Mayor, again, I think we've got part of it, but the item relating to Magnolia Lodge and the Youth Flats.
Oh yes.
Again, since the agenda was finalised, I've received a detailed response from the department, which I can make the subject of a report to council for the next meeting. Basically, in relation to our request that they consider transferring their equity to us free of cost. If they're not able to do that, treasury guidelines prevent them from doing that. They can deal with it directly if we want to purchase their share at market value. And normally when they dispose of existing land, they have to go through an open competitive process, but being a local government authority, they can deal with us directly, but it would have to be at market value. And they have left the door open to us coming back to them with any plans or designs we might have that we might do jointly with them. And so, yeah, I'll provide a more detailed response.
Thank you. Right, we're up to page 9. Page 10. Page 11. Page 12.
Yeah, just a question for me, and then CCTV.
Has there any been an event on that at all?
General Manager. No, we've certainly engaged a contractor and he wants to advise us of a commencement date, but I haven't heard what that is. That's a good great.
No, Mr.
Mayor. I'll have to check with our outgoing project officer. He had the last meeting on site and they were to get back to him with a commencement date.
On all towns, is it?
That's for the two main streets, Lockhart and the Rock, and the four red grounds.
Thank you.
Page 13.
Just on the street sweeper, it says here we purchased one and it'll arrive.
Question.
Well, yeah, well, it's often there. The street sweeper.
The street sweeper, it's arrived, has it? Will that be floated or will it be able to drive to the Rock and Yuin Creek and Satchel? Thank you.
And the correspondence received. Recommendation, the status report and correspondence praise be received. Somebody like to move? Councillor Rockcliffe, second it. Councillor Hunter, all those in favour say aye. Against? Carry. Staff reports, request for financial assistance to Lockhart Lions Club. Recommendation that council increase its annual contribution to the Lockhart Lions Club freight costs from $3,200 per year to $4,000 per year. Somebody like to move that way? Councillor Marston, Councillor Day, questions, comments? I think they save us a fair bit in landfill and whatever. I think it's a very good task. I'll put that then. Sorry.
We do a very good job. Right,
I'll put that then. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carry. Item two, Spirit of the Land. Recommendation. Council continues to support Spirit of the Land Festival and that the contribution be funded from 23-24 budget allocation for section 356 contributions as follows: $12,000 in 23-24, $12,000 24-25 and $12,000 in 25-26. Move Councillor Rockcliffe. Seconded Councillor Walker. Comments, questions? I think it's our premier event of the Shire. I think we need to make sure that it's well funded and well resourced. Yes. No further comments? I'll put that then. All those in favour, say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carry. Someone like to invite the... oh, thanks, Jesse.
No, I'm living out there.
Probably wouldn't even have time to have coffee.
Go on.
Out
the door. Have I
come back?
Yeah, that's it.
That was their key. Wasn't as controversial as you thought. There you go. Motion was passed. Item three is review of subsidies to recreation ground management committees. Fairly comprehensive report there, and the recommendation is that the information be noted. Have a mover. Councillor Day. Councillor Walker, questions or comments? No questions, comments? Mr. Director, do you want to add anything to that?
No, Mayor, I think. Questions, I think, relevant information is in
Pretty good outcome. All right, I'll put that then. All those in favour say aye.
It is me.
Oh, sorry, Councillor Dunn.
What a great job the Recreation Committee do. It is for many every day.
Thank you, Councillor Day. I put that then. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against, carried. Item four is youth officer position. The recommendation that the information be noted. Somebody like to move that? Councillor Walker. Councillor Hunter. Questions, comments?
Just a question, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Rockliffe.
Why is the other letting go of their youth officer and we're keeping one night? Is there a reasoning behind that?
Oh, that...
Like they seem to be bringing like maybe two jobs into one. Am I reading that right?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, my understanding of what's happened at Grady Hume is that they used to have a full-time youth officer who used to have a share arrangement with them, and so that's been going on with the over here. I understand that combination of the position became vacant, and it's common that a business council, whatever, they'll potentially just review that when that happens. But I think in conjunction with the new GM, they've come to the conclusion they don't need a full-time dedicated youth officer. Now a part of someone else's job, so that capacity to resource share is gone. So they've been letting it go.
Yeah. Call more on they can't see the position for the youth officer.
Full-time position where their job share is.
Correct.
Any questions, comments? I'll put that then. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against, carry. Engineering and Environmental Services Report, item 5. Executive Summary Monthly Report on Engineering and Environmental Services Matters. And recommendation that Council notes the information provided in the Engineering and Environmental Services Report. Somebody like to move? Councillor Hunter?
Have you a question?
Councillor Walker with a question. Councillor Hunter?
To the Director of Engineering, just wondering on the approval, the DA, subdivision for agricultural purposes, what land sizes are those?
Maybe we should direct that to Manager Land.
I don't know off the top of my head, but they were below the minimum lot size, so below 250 hectares, so they didn't come with building entitlement. That would tidy a property up.
That's fine. Okay. Mr. Director, are you online still? Austin? Right. Given following our discussions with the Emily Street residents, Is that $215,000 going to be sufficient now? Okay, thank you. Any further questions? Put that then. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carry. Item 6, hire of dry and wet plant and equipment. The recommendation is that Council approves the following companies for miscellaneous plant hire, dry hire and wet hire for the period 1 July 23 to 30 June 24. 1, Orange Hire, Leighton. 2, Smallman Brothers, Wagga. 3, Grid Logistics, St Mary's. 4, Aqua Assets, Reesby. 5, Coates Hire, Earthmoving. 6, Summit Open Space Services, Glendenning, Earthmoving. 7, Double Gully Services, Lavington, Slashers Mowers. 8, Superior Crane Hire Wagga Wagga, 9, Spice of Earth Moving Armadale, 10, Rollers Proprietary Limited, Wagga Wagga, 11, Boots Civil Earth Moving, 12, R&L Holyoke Earth Moving, 13, RW and LM Thompson Water Truck, 14, Campos Earthworks Earth Moving, 15, Solomon Provisions ANS Mulholland Gravel Trucks. Somebody like to move? Councillor Walker?
With questions.
Councillor Marston with a question.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I thought our policy was to have a look at people within the Shire. There seems to be a few contractors here that aren't within our Shire or even close. The reason is must be a bear on height. St. Mary's? Is that yeah, Armadale.
Is that the director? Given Councillor Marston's point is that they're only going to be on the list for comparison purposes of prices and we're never going to use them, are they superfluous? You okay with that?
Just one more, Director. So all these people have got their preferred customer things in place, like their work health and safety issues and all that sort of stuff that we require, or you got to do that when they actually... Thanks, Director.
No further questions? I'll put that then. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. A bit more enthusiastic when we say aye. 7, so that we can pick it up on the tape. The Road Repair Program. Executive recommendation is that Council notes the information in the report and B, an increase of $150,000 to the annual road maintenance budget be incorporated into the first quarterly budget review for the 23-24 year.
Move with a question.
Thank you, Councillor Rockliffe. Seconder. Councillor Walker. Councillor Rockliffe.
Director, if you're still on the line there, it's just come to my attention that there'd possibly be a hell of a lot of traffic, especially through harvest time down Kamira Wilton Lane. And I noticed that the end of that, whether you call it the Wilton Lane or Kamira Wilton Lane, the end of it is not being upgraded. And they are concerned out that way because of the shuts of locker silos, that a lot of that traffic will come from this southern type area and go to Borey Creek. It's possibly one of the main routes they will use.
I know it's a big ask to, you know, probably really look at things, but it is possibly a nature that we should look at. Anything, any availability there? No problem with having the discussion now. It was just a thing that was brought to my attention by quite a few farmers out that way. Because they've shut the silos in Locker, the Grain Corp are not utilising silos in Locker. Yeah, no, I realise that. Yeah. We're dull, but yeah. Oh, no,
well, could we make an amendment, Councillor, to see that Council investigate the possibility of what is it called?
Well, it's Kamira Wilson Lane. The Kamira Lane way it's all done, it's only the last little section that runs from that road to Virgin of Debory Creek Silo. It's a straight route. So it's the end of Kamira Wilson Lane. It's not a whole lot of Kamira Wilson.
Oh, okay. So C is that Council
investigated the upgrading
of Kamira Wilson.
Yeah.
Lane. The remainder of Kamira Wilson.
Correct. Right? Yes, yeah, the back end, the remainder.
Is that acceptable to the seconder?
Yep. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Have you got that, Sarah? Upgrading the remainder.
No, I've got a query, rather than a question. We're going to be reading
that's the cash is on
right
there.
That's
a
right.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Councillor Marsden. I haven't quite grasped. You've got your table there, all your street names and everything. You've got. So Albert Smith Lane, for example, the first one is gone from an EF, which is what's an EF called?
Earth warming.
That's right. Okay, that's going up to a C class C2, is that correct?
Right, yeah.
And so anything that's on a minus, it's gone from there to the other system. So it could go up and down and still be a minus. Is that correct?
So we've taken 26 off the earth form and we've put 24.6 onto the C2 and 1.8 onto the C1.
Right. Yep. Put it down. Thank you very much.
Okay. Yep. All right. I'll put that then. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against, carry. Item 8, strategic direction, strong leadership, government, investment and bank balances report. The recommendation is that the July 2023 investment and bank balances report be received and noted, and B, that the responsible accounting officer statement be noted and the report be adopted. Somebody like to move? Councillor Day. Councillor Rockcliffe. Questions?
The amount is up, obviously because of the rates. Is that not true?
Well, we did get some extra fags, I think, did we?
Through Mr. Mayor, the sort of reason why the cash amount at the moment is a bit higher than normal is we received $2.4 million of road disaster funding that we haven't spent, and we received our financial grant in advance prior to the 3rd of June, which was close to $2 million.
Okay. So I have a mover and a seconder for that, do I? Councillor Day and Rockcliffe, all right. Any further questions? I'll put that then. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against?
Carried. Item 9, guidelines for audit risk and improvement committees. The recommendation. The long recommendation that council continue to participate in the Internal Audit Alliance and endorse the following arrangements for the purpose of transitioning the alliance to the requirements outlined in the guidelines for risk management and internal audit for local councils in New South Wales issued by the Office of Local Government. One, a separate AREC continue to be maintained by each member council as opposed to establishing a shared AREC for all six councils. Two, member councils appoint the same independent chairperson that meets eligibility criteria following an expression of interest process. Three, a panel comprising persons that meet the eligibility criteria be established following an expression of interest process from which member councils can appoint two independent AREC members. Four, member councils share the cost of employing an internal audit coordinator. And five, member councils continue to share the cost of contracted internal auditor where possible. Over mover. Councillor Rockliffe. Councillor Walker. Questions, Mr. General Manager? Do you want to add anything to that?
I was just looking that, you know, we adopt a position in principle, so, you know, allows us to continue to, look at transitioning to the new guidelines, which won't come into force until the middle of next year. The bottom line, I suppose, is that, you know, complying with the new guidelines will add to the cost for us, as it will for all councils, but we still feel it's more cost effective to be in this alliance than to try and comply with new guidelines on our own.
Good. Questions? All right, I'll put that then. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against, carried. Item 10, election of Mayor and Deputy Mayor. As you're aware, that comes up next month. We have all the information there. The recommendation is the information be noted. Somebody like to move that? Councillor Marston, Councillor Walker. Comments or questions? I'll put that then. All those in favour say aye. Against, carried. Item 11, draft model contaminated land policy. Recommendation that council places the draft model contaminated land policy on public exhibition for a period of 28 days. Somebody like to move? Councillor Hunter, Councillor Dave. Questions, comments?
Have we got any contaminated land under our management?
Potential one there at the rock next to the
There would be there any under our control. Would the depot, our own depot,
yeah,
it is actually underground storage tank, so our depot would be. Whereas most of the others I think would be privately owned. That'd be very common.
Yeah. But none of them review or anything like that, so they're all good.
Well,
yeah, but we've also got to manage those sites that people may wish to develop and could be contaminated. Like you have the whole rail corridor is considered contaminated land. Mm-hmm. You've got the service stations, you've got all those, all those
new
other
car
ones.
Park.
Huh?
New car park. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah,
contaminated. Yeah. Emu farms, you know, those type of things.
Well, there'll be one of the problems, too.
Anyway. That goes out. It's a fairly comprehensive. That's been worked on mainly through Re-Rock and Ramjo. There was somebody. We got a grant to have that person on
to a project officer.
Yeah, project officer to do it and all that. So that's pretty much that. Although I'll put that then, all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against, carried. Item 12, policy reviews. Recommendation is the following policies as presented be adopted. A, policy 2.10, authority to undertake enforcement actions. B, policy 2.18, private water pipes under roadways. C, policy 2.26, signs as remote supervision. D, policy 2.27, constructed footpath risk management. E, policy 2.30, dust suppression. And two, that policy 2.29, equipment hire for emergency situations, be rescinded. Have a mover. Councillor Walker. Councillor Hunter. Questions, comments? I won't ask if you've read them all. Put that, all those in favour, say aye.
Aye.
Against, carried. Questions and statements. Questions and statements. Councillor Driscoll, almost forgot about you. Do you have anything you wanted to raise? Very good. So, starting on my left, Councillor Mark.
Thank you so much for the quick meeting. No, it's pretty quick. Firstly, for the Director of Engineering through you, Mr. Mayor. Vincent's Road, where there's some grading being done at the southern end. One of the landowners has asked whether there's a culvert going across that road there because it always washes away and always full of water right on the southern end of the old Vincent Road. Can you update us on that, please, Mr. Director? Thank you, Mr. Director. Secondly, as the Mayor said earlier in the meeting, there was a death on Friday night. We had to get a defib from the local bowling club. We have a defib in the pool, but the pool area is locked. Just wondering if it's financially viable or it's viable to put that defib on the outside, especially as we have a gym right there as well and we can't get access. And the only access at the rock for a defib is at the club. So I wonder if we can move that outside. Is that viable at all? Whoever runs it, Mr. Mayor?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, we could certainly have a look at it. I'm not sure what the costs involved are. Because I don't think it's just a matter of mounting it on the wall outside. I think it's got to have a power source so that it remains charged, I think. But anyway, we can look at that.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
Make sure it was in a good position underneath cameras.
Yeah, there is a camera where we could probably put it at the entrance to the gym. There's a camera coming straight out of that, yeah. But it also would be handy for anything, any issue at the football ground if something happened there. Yeah.
Thanks, Jim. For the Director of Engineering again, the toilets at the rec ground, they need a steam clean or a gurney or something. It's just not hygienic at all at the moment. Is there any chance that we could get a hard clean on? Through you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, needs
like a good pressure clean out.
Clean, it's been clean. Yeah, a lot of mould and stuff growing in there, and we're getting a good turn up now with both caravans and on the weekend with the 2 hours, we're able to hold the juniors finals there, which was six games, so there was 12 teams there, and it was just a huge event, and it needed to be cleaned to keep our standard up to what we used to here at the Rock. Thank you. Also, Mr. Director, again, I know I'm picking on you, but the back lanes of the Rock, I mean, it's been come up in council heaps of times, nothing's been done. We have a program where we run all the major roads and everything, but I wonder if we could have a little sub program where we could do back lanes, you know, even if you got 3 or 4 a year or something like that, you know, that can be done when the graders are there or the bobcat or something like that, that we can look into, and then we can tell people, because I know I've been on 5 years here, five years or so, and none of the lanes have ever been done at the Rock, and I suppose Lockhart have got the same, and Osborne and all that. Osborne haven't got any lanes. That's the main road. But, Yarrow Creek would have back lanes. So if we could have a program, I think that would be good. Your thoughts, Mr. Director? Yeah, I know. I took my small town car down there, one of the back lanes there near where it runs into the butcher shop and around the back there, and I nearly had to get towed out on that deep. So if you can have a look at that, that would be great. Thanks. And thanks. And the last one was just the courtesy. Through to the land is coming up, and we have all those statues and everything. I'm thinking with the... we can do something in council with the RFL of the Rock sub-branch. If something comes up that's military, so I think we need to put something in that Avenue of Honour just to brighten it a little bit, or, you know, have a bit of a military aspect there. And at the moment, all the contacts, all the equipment's going to Ukraine or overseas or somewhere like that. We haven't got any spare stuff, so it's hard to get anything out at the moment. So I think... good statue would be good, or a good sculpture, we call it. Somebody from the Spirit of Land can look out for that, that'd be good.
Mr. Mayor, if I could just clarify, obviously there's a range of, you know, sculptures that are entered into the exhibition, but, you know, they're all for sale, so if council wanted to acquire one for the Avenue of Honour or for anywhere, you know, need to be purchased. And the ones that end up in the... on the sculpture trail in Lockhart are generally purchased by the Bendigo Bank or the community.
Yeah, I am. But if maybe we could bid against them, maybe if something military came up, like they did last year with
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. That's it.
All right. Thank you, Councillor Martin. Councillor Day.
I've just got one question. Looking at food safety today. I think it's the GM. I just want to ask what acknowledgement is given to compliant food outlets to acknowledge their food safety standards and also give confidence to our community? And has council considered the certificates of certification scores on doors? I read about scores on doors to help promote the program the New South Wales Food Authority in our life.
Maybe one directed to Jesse might be
through
you. I don't believe council has the Scores on Doors program at the moment, but that's something that can definitely be looked into. At the moment, the food businesses are getting inspected once a year and they get issued inspection reports. And that's basically it. And on that inspection report, it will give a big tick if everything's fine or if there's issues, it'll list the issues.
I think it'd be a great incentive to give certificates to businesses across the Shire for excellence in food safety and thank the business for delivering, excellent food services. It's a thought. I just read about Scores on Doors and
Councillor Hunter.
Thank you for Director of Engineering. Just wondering about the main street of Yurong Creek. Where was that? Was it on a list somewhere or? No, not in front of the school. Just it was talked about. The other side of the highway. Yeah. Deterioration after. Thank you. Any clues as to where it's on the program?
Would that be under the flood damage?
Thank you. And I was just reading the, I don't know who was former Director of Engineering, the advertised position, project manager position. Is that another position that we're doing apart from?
It's replacing John Lock.
Oh, right, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Councillor Walker.
Just for the Director of Engineering. I've had a request for the users of Slide Lane on the dirt formed section. And it's been I went for a drive down there and it's badly washed away. And they just wondered whether the council could form it up and they'd be happy to maintain it, but it just needs forming up so they've got something to work with to start with. Would that be a possibility? It is an earthformed road on our map, and it's run down into a swampy section that's badly deteriorated and pretty much impassable at the moment. But if you could take that on notice, that would be good. They sort of want to announce, would like to do something for a harvest, obviously. There's a lot of grain comes out of that, down that road, and there's about three or four users of it, so it's not like it's just a 50-year back lane. It's, well, it runs off French Park Boulevard Road, which you've just recently maintained, regraded, and that hadn't been done then, so I'm guessing it was missed. Anyway, thank you.
Thank you.
Just one more for the director, general manager. What's going on with the solar farm? Like the solar thing? Like a.
That's my question.
I forgot what they even call it.
That's my question. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. There was a bit of an important milestone reached recently where AEMO issued what's called the Section 534A letter. And I think that's where they agreed to the performance standards of the solar farm and the grid connection. I'm not sure exactly. So I think that's what they've been seeking for some time, and I think that's now been issued. So that's an important advancement, but yeah, I think still finalising the grid connection agreement with Essential Energy. Now, they have made progress. I think the fact that AEMO have issued this particular document means they can sort of operate in the electricity market. So yeah, that has been an important advancement, but they're still trying to get sign off on the grid connection agreement with Essential Energy.
this document from my email was issued on the first week of August, so it's only quite recent. So we're still inching towards it, made small steps, not great.
And that was a big sign off. That was a big.
Yeah, oh, that's a big one.
Yeah, you know, that was, that's good.
Thank you very much.
Councillor Rockcliffe?
Yeah, that virtually answers. I would also, with everything that's going on in the Shire and the way that our industrial park is going, absolute gangbusters.
Yeah.
I was wondering where that was up to. So, that's answered my question too.
There's a lot of, I know we continue on, I think he's been frustrated with the potential energy. I mean, he was frustrated with the email as well, and he sort of got over that.
Is that to do with they don't want to upgrade?
I don't know. I don't.
Because they had to upgrade the substation, didn't they?
Yeah, I think I only really get one shot at the door.
Yeah.
And he keeps saying that, they just keep, every time we meet something else, they find another question. And totally frustrated. I know he continues to make representations through both local members as well. So he's keeping the pressure on that way. But I can't pretend to understand enough about the technical issues around.
Okay.
Do we apply a bit of pressure somewhere?
I have been emailing Potential Energy myself because they have a local government liaison person. So I've been, using that avenue to reinforce, the community's interest in the project. So, but, I think that's a bit of a law into the matter.
Mm-hmm. Well, they've just got a new boss for this area on Wagga and Wagga area. Todd, who actually lives in town here and local, who I was talking to.
Can I just take the opportunity to just say, assuming it still gets over the line, the reach an important milestone, they're still going to get the actual connection agreement with Essential Energy, but just by way of a reality check, one of the things that was the selling point to begin with, that is a community benefit and makes this stand alone compared to other commercial solar farms which are popping up everywhere, is he wanted to be able to demonstrate that the town can be powered directly from the solar farm, as opposed to what happens everywhere else where the solar farm generates power, feeds it into the grid, and you could be living right next door and you just buy it there in the grid like anybody else. So it's like islanding the town, so it's powered directly from the battery and the solar farm, but remaining connected to the grid so that, if something happens to the solar farm and battery, you can go back to the conventional grid, but you can also still power into the grid to make it financially viable. So what he's been able to do through all these studies is demonstrate that that's technically feasible, and that's the thing that he keeps pointing out hasn't been done anywhere else. Solar farms are everywhere, but demonstrating that it's technically feasible to not just sell the power into the grid, but actually power the town is what he's trying to prove. All the feasibilities and technical studies have demonstrated that can happen, but it comes at a cost. So the challenge for us will still be that whoever builds this, whoever finances it, will be willing to do it. And that's where we may still have a role to play in maybe seeking funding for that component of the project, the non-commercial component, to demonstrate that this is something that's replicatable to other communities and provides energy security. So he's been able to prove it's possible. That's what a lot of the grant money and the studies were all about. But now, whoever's going to finance it has to be willing to do it.
Let's see if we got an iron foundry in that.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be a heavy power.
And it would. I think if we can show them that other people will come in to the area.
All right. Back to lanes, Mr. Director. Could you have someone look at the laneway between the Mixner Street and the bowling club? There's some gigantic potholes there, and also the back lane between
Nicholas Street and King Street, or Mixner Street as well. There's apparently some issues there. Okay. Mr. General Manager, do you have anything you wanted to?
I was going to mention a couple of things, Mr. Mayor. One is that in your mayoral email's update to all councillors, it was noted that the country mayors are hosting a regional forum in Wagga on the 15th. You and I have already indicated we're going. I know Councillor Hunter has indicated she'd like to go. I just thought I'd remind councillors if there's anyone else that would like to go whilst it's on our doorstep, just to let me know, and we're happy to RSVP.
So you want to be included, Councillor Doug?
I hope so.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, very good. In that email update, indicated that we had an invitation from Secure Energy and Transgrid for a tour of the accommodation camp. That was going to happen on the 31st of August, but as Matt indicated earlier, that's been postponed because they're running behind schedule and won't actually take possession of the site from the builder until after the 25th of September. So now we're looking at potentially a date during the first week of October, maybe the Tuesday after the long weekend, the 3rd. So if anyone wants to be part of that, please let me know.
Okay, thank you, Sam. Right, was that it for you?
I think that was it for me, thank you.
Mr. Director?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just to provide councillors with a verbal update on the new Lockhart bush that is being performed at the Temple School. So we opened mid-term last term, and understandably we didn't get a lot of enrolments because most families, they have their arrangements set up for a particular term. But then when vacation care came around and then we rolled into the next term, which we're in now, enrolments haven't changed. So just to give you a quick sort of snapshot, so there's 10 sessions, 5 in the morning, 5 in the afternoon per week during the term. At the moment, we've got 3 out of those 10, and that's 1 enrolment. So to give you a bit of a backdrop of where we sort of, why we sort of got to this stage, there was a push for it, and we did actually conduct a survey, and the response was there was probably 8 to 12 families that expressed an interest in it. Unfortunately, to date, that interest hasn't translated to enrollment. So we're going to do a bit more. We've done a quite extensive information dissemination through the local football club, Osmond, and here with their proper book cries, where a lot of the young people interact and engage, hopefully, and through Facebook. So I don't think the fact that it's not known is probably a variable in why we haven't got the enrolments, but we're going to do a new updated sort of rollout of communication sort of centred around, it's here for a trial period, sort of if you don't use it, well, it's going to struggle to stay around. Going on our experience with the ROC, it's going to need, 10, 12 plus for it to be viable, sustainable. So, but I'll report, there'll be more information in the first quarterly budget review on that. I just want to give you a heads up on just where it's at and what's sort of transpired to date.
What was the ROC numbers when they first started?
Oh, look, Councillor Martin, I can't recall offhand, but they were definitely, probably better than what we're experiencing here.
The ROC's almost at capacity, isn't
it? Well, that's the other variable which gets sort of at play. This year, sort of enrolments have sort of dropped back a bit, whether that's just the changing the demographic of kids and parents at that age group. And look, during vacation care, yes, where the ROC is at getting close to capacity, which is now 25.
But actually during the term, the roll tab dropped back a bit.
But the first quarterly budget review will have a bit of a more detailed update.
I suppose financial impact on how that all, how those were playing out.
Thank you. Jesse, do you have anything you want to just?
No.
Okay. No further. All right. We now have to go into closed session. So, Tom, I'm going to have to ask you to vacate.
All right.
Thanks. Somebody like to move us into closed session? Thank you, Councillor Walker, Councillor Marsden. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carry. Now, all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carry. Mr. General Manager, would you like to advise what happened in closed business?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I can report that Council, while in closed session, resolved to authorise the General Manager to negotiate the sale of Lot 5, DP75661, Reed Street, Lockhart, in accordance with security and purpose conditions and the updated independent valuation outlined in the report, and to also authorise the Mayor and the General Manager to execute the deed of agreement for the construction of a car wash under Council seal.
Thank you, Mr. General Manager. No further general business? No business? Then I will declare the meeting closed at 6:35 p.m. Thank you all for your attendance. And the good news is we all